and welcome to the Stretch Podcast. My name is Lebukule, your host. My guests and I will be having conversations on matters of self-development, emotional well-being, spiritual growth, and overall transformation. These are guests whose work, expertise, knowledge, and wisdom has inspired and moved me tremendously, and I hope that they inspire and move you too. Here is another episode.
Hey, Dumelang, my friends. It is I, Lebukule, your host, with another episode of the Stretch Podcast. And today it is part two of the Parliament of World Religions Experience Feedback Review. And I'm not doing it alone this time. I'm doing it with Cindy Dibeti, who was a fellow attendee and a roomie. We shared an Airbnb, and I feel qualified and confident to actually call her a friend now. You don't spend 7 days in one room and spending time in these big auditoriums without getting to connect with someone so deeply. And like I said last week, I actually met Cindy sometime in 2018. I would like to say 2017, but maybe it was early 2018. I met her together with Reverend Ma Sophia, Reverend T, who is a regular on the Stretch Podcast and at Stretch School. But for some reason, Cindy and I, our relationship just never went anywhere. For no reason, really. My relationship with Cindy just grew, and Cindy was sort of in the background. And for me to bump into her in Chicago, and a relationship just grew and blossomed. So in this review, or in this part two, we begin with just sharing who she is. So I interview her, just introducing you to who she is, and I think you're going to be blown away. You know, Cindy is one of those, it's a big word I'm going to use, but I want to use it. She's one of those prophetesses, you know. I don't know if you can say prophetesses. She's a prophetess. She has mysticism about it. She comes from a background of a father who was a deep in ancestral lineage and spirituality, African spirituality, and a mother who was just an incredible warrior in spirituality. So you can imagine what type of a person I'm talking about. And she does cover that in the first part of the conversation, because I take her there. And then the second part is obviously the review and the feedback. We share both our experiences and some deep, deep stuff that we learned, and our appreciation. And why is it that, you know, such events, such seminars are important for anyone who's walking a spiritual path, or who's on a healing journey, or who's a life coach, a psycho-spiritual coach, a sangoma even, a priest, a pastor, anyone in the spiritual space. If time and money and anything allows, please try and attend such events, especially Parliament, which happens every 4 years. So one has time to plan for it, because I think the next one is in 2027. We're just not sure where it's going to be, but you can bet your last dollar I will be there again. And hopefully this time I'll be in bigger stages. Hey, who knows? Who knows? Okay. So I'm going to read Cindy's bio, and I'm not going to waste too much time about what we covered, because I think I've already told you that. The first part is, guys, I really apologize. There's quite a lot of activity outside my office. So if you're hearing cars, I don't know how to help it, because I'm doing this take, I think, for the fourth time. But there's just intense activity. I suppose it's month-end things. So if you're hearing it, apologies. We'll try and mute it. If you can't hear it, then, you know, then you can hear it. So I'm going to read Cindy's bio a little bit. It is a little on the long side, but I'm going to read parts that are relevant to this specific conversation. but you will see it all there. Her contact details are there on the show notes as per usual. And this one is also free, so whether you are subscribed or not subscribed to the Stretch Podcast, it is a free full episode because I think it is just important sharing, really. I think it's one of those gifts from my heart to yours. I do hope that you also meet me halfway at some point where you do subscribe to the work, where you do subscribe to the Stretch Podcast and the coaching notes and the Stretch School and all the other paid work that I do. But let me read Cindy's bio. Introducing Cindy Tibeti, balancing business mastery with spiritual wisdom. And this is going to come through so clearly, especially in part one when we get to know her. So she has a special gift of understanding that entrepreneurship or business does not necessarily have to be separate from your spiritual self. So she is a seasoned leader, renowned for her prowess in business realm, a certified professional accountant in SA. She brings a proven history of success to every endeavor. Having founded and later sold her thriving accounting firm, Miss D, as she calls herself, transitioned gracefully into the world of corporate governance, where she continues to leave her indelible mark. Her latest innovation, a cutting-edge web-based solution for virtual meeting, for virtual board meeting software. This creation is a solution that not only demonstrates her technological prowess, but also allows her to operate from any corner of the globe. Oh my God, these cars, I can't. Okay, and I just want to go to this paragraph here. What sets Cindy apart is her holistic approach to success. She believes that genuine achievement encompasses emotional, spiritual, and overall well-being. Striking this harmonious balance. Did you see the dyslexia there? For her, striking this harmonious balance is key to realizing enduring prosperity. So that is the bio. And like I said earlier, I'm not going to spend too much time on what we covered. Just listen. The episode is full. It is free. Part one is about who Cindy is, and part two is about Parliament, and part three is the five rapid fire questions that I ask that only subscribers get to hear, because you guys on the free, you never get to the end. So you never hear those five beautiful questions that I ask. Now, before I give you the conversation with Cindy, I need to correct this. Ne? So there is a part where she's being deep and being very prophetic and very mystical, and instead of saying Kanana as in Canaan, she keeps saying Babylon. So when you hear her say Babylon, she means Canaan, and she begged me to please correct this in the intro. She doesn't mean Babylon. You are not on your way to Babylon, you are on your way to Kanana. Okay, so it's Canaan, not Babylon. When you hear her say, yeah, Babylon, she means Canaan. I don't know how both of us missed it. I think we were just into the conversation. But please just forgive us and please forgive her. It was just one of those moments. I suppose because we were in America, and America is like Babylon el cool. Maybe that was what's happening there. But that's what we meant. That's what she meant. Now, without further ado, I give you Cindy DBT, and I apologize for the sounds of the weird cars. It's a strange, strange day. There's usually dogs barking in the background, but we've never had such intense cars, I suppose, because it's month end, like I say. One day, very soon, we'll have studios where it is soundproof and you don't have to be subjected to that. Gangani, gangani, as Siba. Sibalicious always says, we are growing. Gangani, gangani. The more subscribers we get, the more we fix all these things. Without further ado, I give you my conversation with Cindy. Okay, I'm now sitting with Cindy DBT. Is that how you say it?
It's DBT.
DBT, okay.
So, So you pronounce it as if you disregard the vowels.
Say it.
DBT.
DBT.
Okay. So it sounds like you're saying DBT. It's DBT. So you pronounce it.
Anyway, welcome to the Stretch Podcast. So it's a bit nerve-wracking for me because I haven't had the podcast live with anybody. I started as a solo. And when I started interviewing people, it was on Zoom. So this is weird for me, especially after the week we've had, because, you know, we've become such good friends. So to sort of formalize it is making me like, but anyway, my listeners know me. So welcome to the Stretch Podcast. And thank you for agreeing, because we are tired. It is the last day as we speak. And, you know, for you to agree to have a feedback experience sharing session means a lot to me. So welcome for the third time.
Thank you so very much. Honored to be here.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. I think before we even talk about the experiences we've had, because they were quite epic. I mean, I know I had a shift somewhere. Maybe let's start with your backstory. And fascinatingly, because we've been sharing on Reels and on WhatsApp, one of my friends was like, huh? When I listened, I didn't even know she was in this spiritual world. So that would be very interesting to hear your backstory. How is it that Parliament of World Religions event would appeal to you? Why are you here?
So this is a manifestation of something that I desired a while back. I actually let about it not maybe too far back. I let about it 2017, 2018.
Yeah.
And I just put it out there to the universe that it's a space that I really would like to be in.
Yeah.
The thought of having different religions under one roof. I mean,
yeah.
What's more exciting?
Yeah. Yeah. It's a must see, especially for someone who is as open-minded as you, and in fact, not open-minded, more open-hearted.
Yeah.
It makes sense that it would be appealing. Yeah. But I'm interested in your background. Like, were you born in church? What's your family, Christianity, Catholic? You know, just that story.
Yes, yes. So I'm a mix of a whole lot of things. And I think relevant to this conversation, I think I must have been 8 or 9.
Yeah.
When my parents divorced, and when they divorced, so my dad is the one who brought Insindi, so salvation in the family. Because my mom was just a Catholic girl.
Okay.
And then it's incidental that my name is Cindy Sibe in full.
Oh, wow.
Anyway, so it was Cindy Sibe, and then they got married. But down the line, his own pains started coming up, and he felt that the container of the Sizalwane community could not handle him, and he needed to go out and find himself and find his lineage and find where he comes from. So he needed to deal with that pain.
Okay.
And that route took him to the ancestral line.
Okay.
So now here am I being raised by parents, one strong in the ancestral line and another one very much in the church charismatic kind of lifestyle. But the blessing that happened with my mom, and I actually cannot say I know where it came from.
Yeah.
She's always interpreted the Bible in an esoteric sense, which meant I grew up, that's the only Bible I know and understand.
Yeah, yeah.
The stories are allegories of life experiences, the personalities, the route from Adam to Jesus. Each one of them, it's an indication of a point and an experience. So
it's
there are moments.
She was archetypal.
Yes. So it was, you know, explaining things. It's an experience. So you have a Moses experience.
Yeah.
You have an experience of dropping the rod and it becomes a snake, which is an equivalent of, because the rod is the word, if you put it on the ground, in other words, you put it on flesh, it becomes snake and it can bite you. That is how I understand the Bible.
I'm getting goosebumps. I don't know how I got that. Because I'm like, you just went there.
Yeah. So that's the life that I know. So from that, things evolve. And then mom starting churches unintentionally, because this kind of knowledge, it attracts after its own. And it was just, there was just this hunger for information she had. So she dished information. So that's all that I knew. I was a church girl, but from that perspective.
From some mystical, not
very mystical, yeah. And we didn't know that there were other people like this. Like, my mom transitioned 10 years ago.
Yeah.
We did not know there were other people like this. This.
Yeah, there are. I find you extremely mystical. And I know our other special friend calls you a mystic.
Yes.
In a way. And I say this because I've had the joy and privilege, you know, if I may add, of spending, of spending the past 5 days with you, and your presence is incredible, and how you interpret things. I remember sharing a dream with you, and it didn't even take you a minute.
I'm cracking my skull. What could it mean?
And you're like, yeah, but this is exactly what it means. And it clicked. So I understand, Hori, you have those two pillars, which is your dad and your mom, who, I mean, because you and I know what we know.
Yes.
They're all one.
Absolutely.
It's one thing. It's two sides of the same story. Okay. So when, as Cindy, did you ever have aspirations to be a minister? Because I remember when we met in 2018, I thought Omuruti or we are rooting.
And I understand how you could have thought that. So I have a conscious resolve to not be Muruti in anything. And guess what? Tonight I'm paying for my first module because I'm starting my ministerial studies.
And I spent 5 days with you.
Well, because I'm trying not to be one. So yeah, work with me here. Yeah.
No, it suits you.
So it's... it's a natural progression for me. Mm. My desire actually is to support those who work for the light. Yeah. That is my ultimate desire. Yeah. That's the hunger that I have. Mm. I'm blessed to be coming from an administrative profession.
Mm.
So I want to use that in ministry so that people have better life and ministry is no longer begging bowl. I mean, the old model is out the door.
Mm.
So the begging... And maybe it's rude to say that, but that kind of model of dependency, it's out the door. So if we look at it and own it as purpose, path, and what our offering to the world, then it's met with value back. And that's my tone.
Can you say more about that? And I want to take it back a little bit. So is the concept of tithing, the concept of offering, your version of begging bowl? Is that what you mean?
Not really. I think the way that it was preached, it had a little bit of an essence of
beggar archetype.
Yes, beggar archetype.
Yeah.
And it's possible that it was used, and I don't want to get into that rabbit hole because there's a lot of feelings around that.
Yeah.
But there is a good chance that it was misunderstood because it was used to, I mean, with the rise of, you know, the different kinds of prophets and the styles, which all is about, they call it what, I forget the name, it's got a phrase, but it's just now more about the material and the creating.
Or prosperity preaching.
Prosperity preaching. Yeah. So the prosperity preaching is taking a bit of a line that is not really palatable, but the people that are giving to the church more often than not, they kind of coming from a point of not being conscious about what they're doing.
Yeah.
It's a spray and pray, you know, kind of solution. So I'm saying, you know, own yourself, be present. So even with the person who's preaching, so that they're also not tempted as preachers, we not tempted to preach just so the bowl gets full.
So that we just pairs.
Exactly. Yeah. So if we take that away, then we can meet each other at value. That's my desire.
Okay. And I'm very interested, as you can see, in that. How then would you interpret it? If you had a church, how would you do it? What would be value for value?
So value for value would be, it would depend on what I give and put into the church. And it's difficult for me to answer that because I've been working so hard at not being that person.
Okay.
But the person that I am is the person who will work with Muruti and say, like basically a coach, a Muruti, if you will.
Okay.
Right? Just a support system to say, okay, so you're doing this. What does your legacy look like?
Oh,
you know, one of the things that we do is that we eclipse inheritance and legacy, and then we mix them up, and then they become, you know,
I think it's there.
Yeah. So if we have clear conversation to say, this is what I want, you know, this is where my purpose is, this is where my work is, and this is what I'm doing, then we move from there, because then legacy, how now it's linked on what you're giving to the world, and how are you showing up, and when you sit there, there is a provision.
Oh yeah.
That's where your provision is, right? So we go back to the mana. What is then the mana in the situation, maybe while you're still building, and you get from mana then to prosperity of opulence, you get to Babylon, because mana happens on the way, right? So when you're going to Babylon, but before you get to Babylon, there will be mana. But you're not going to see mana when you're stressed.
No. Because mana is every day, and you can't eat mana. Okay, save mana.
Mana is not safe. Sustenance.
You have to finish it today.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So if I don't trust that spirit will provide, and there will be mana, then I'll be aggressive, because I'm a beast at a certain level, and hunger makes me nasty.
Right? Hunger is smells
it's not
ugly.
Cute.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's where, so when there is like that sense of hunger, which, yes, it comes from the economies of the day, how we are interpreting, there are lots of reasons why it comes to that. And my outlook, it's about self-empowerment.
Yeah.
Because if you are empowered, then you can see the value around you. Means you are coming from your own value.
Yeah, you're coming from a full cup.
When you come from a full cup, then you can see value, then you can offer value.
Yeah.
But if you come from hunger, guess what you're giving?
The empty things, emptiness, hunger, beg.
So that's the...
I love that. I mean, it just makes me, as I'm listening to you, I'm thinking about someone that I think we can, you know, safely call a friend, and we are not name, sorry listeners, we are name dropping right now. I'm looking at Ministria Michael Bekwe, and we spent a lot of time with him. Sorry guys, we spent a lot of time with him this time, and it is a ministry that is well managed. We know what he's about. The whole world knows what he's about. Agape, it doesn't have a model of beggar.
Yes.
It doesn't have. It's known worldwide. I mean, it's becoming even a touristy thing, in that if you're in LA and you are in our circles of spirituality, you would want
it's
to go
experience.
Past. Yeah, agape. So you would like to assist such people, the Michael Beckwiths of the world, in the version Yarona for South Africa.
In the version Yarona. So you take a Michael Beckwith, and then you look at the prosperity ministries that we have.
Yeah.
There's a friend of mine who says, when we are learning a new skill, sometimes the volume, we haven't mastered the volume button, and it goes excessive.
Yeah.
So if you have a Michael Beckwith, he's not somebody who's going to roll up in his Cadillac and
no, never.
That would be weird. Right?
No.
But that's because he's arrived. So he's living his Babylon life. But before you leave the Babylon life, while you are getting, there's a lot that happens. So the kindness that we show at each other to say, okay, I will be patient with you while you're working yourself towards that. And in the meantime, yes, there will be that volume that is too high.
Yeah,
so there'll be
course.
The excessive.
Yeah.
But it's not residence. Again.
Yeah, you don't
so
say
I
it.
Then work with that person to say, what is it that actually is your purpose? Right?
That's
find
work.
Your, you know, balance your feet and stand firm. What does your support system looks like? Who do you need? What kind of a personality? Are you extrovert? Are you introvert? So who supports you? If you employ a PA, what must they look? What is their character? That is what I do. I build teams. And this is what I do in
even
the boardroom.
Your work, yeah.
So my day-to-day work is that. And I want to integrate it into, to include like spiritual work. Because in my eyes, the spiritual work and the and the business are the same. Because it's just my life.
I'm glad you went to the equation. I might as well just add it. So you are on a mission to, I'm talking business now, excuse me. You are on a mission to help us entrepreneurs look at our entrepreneurial paths and journeys with spiritual eyes. Why do you think that's important? Why should we do that?
So it's important because when you look at it from your spirit person, you look again, value. What are you bringing to the world? What's your point? What's the purpose?
Yeah.
What's your attachment? Why are you enterprising? Right? Yes, you can enterprise because you want to sell something so that you make money and you pay again. Are we at mana level? Are we at Babylon level? So my work is to work with entrepreneurs to say, I'm going to hold your hand.
Yeah.
We're going to walk the wilderness.
Yeah.
But Rego Babylon. So yeah. What does your Babylon look like?
Oh, yeah.
So that is why I do the work. So at the end of the day, if I have delivered to my purpose, you shine. Then I have delivered to my purpose.
Yeah, but I still think it's a small part of who you are, because when I'm a prophet, I'm your own ministry. So how does that come in?
So I know that I'm a prophet, and I never announced that.
And your voice
my
is now
friends,
so
I know
softer.
I'm like...
You're coiling.
I'm reining it in. I'm bringing myself towards myself. So that part of my life, my motto is that I'm the first prophet of my life.
Okay.
So now when I get prophesied, whether it's a psychic or no one tells me news, like that is the motto, because it's a confirmation of something. And that's the relationship that I have with spirit. And then with people that work with me as well. So when I do work that there's no advice that is similar that I say, oh, this person did this and it worked for them, and we do
No, we don't. I do that.
So that's how I'm using my gift.
That's
how I'm using my gift. But I don't want to lead with prophetic, because it gives me a superior power to my client.
Yeah.
It's important that the power dynamic between myself and the person that I'm working with is correctly balanced.
Yeah.
The client has the power, holds the power. It's their life.
Wow.
They are the final. So that is important.
Oh, wow.
So things like prophecy, they give me more power. That's why I don't lead with it.
That's powerful. That you've already got power now. You have power now. Okay. Thank you for that background. Do you mind if I ask you about your mother a little bit? If you could share a little bit of what she was about, because, I mean, you shared with me, and I think it's important for listeners to know. You don't have to tell everything.
Yeah.
Nearly a minister of a church, and she was more of a healer. Tell me a little bit about her.
So my mom had the gift of healing.
Mm.
And the correct phrasing of that statement is that my mom had the gift of healing turned on. And turned on because we all have the gift.
Yeah. Oh, I see. Because when you said turned on, I thought of the other turned on.
No. Come back, Lebu, come back.
Like,
Jesus.
What?
Well, I'm trying to be holy here.
Okay, so it was activated.
And that ministry was then centered around healing. But she's a classic case, and I got to see that in real life. I feel so blessed to have seen that. Classic case of when you are on purpose, it doesn't matter where you are. My mom's calling unfolded at a small town called Glencoe. And the phrase that, like, her refer to Glencoe, we call it, it's so small it doesn't even have a set of robots.
Like, I can't even know Glencoe, and I live in a small town.
Haina robot, it doesn't even have KFC. Like,
and I'm hungry lion, maybe.
No. If you're hungry, you go garaging and buy a pie, go Glencoe, because it's like the closest.
Okay.
Like,
but God works like that.
That's the location Elihore it needed to unfold. And how to unfold that like that, because it was her, you know, kind of as she walks the walk. She I'm skipping sentences and words now. Let me come back. In the unfolding of her life, this was the fourth church that she started.
Okay.
And none of them were ever started with an intention of starting a church.
Okay. It's a calling.
It was a calling. She would just open the Bible and she would just share, and people would be like, the what? And the person will call another. And another call another. And then she would go find a pastor and plug them and say, "Give a church." And she would go on her way.
Oh, that's how
And
the
then another church will start again. And be like, hey, you know, that's how it kind of happened.
That is so powerful. I just want to touch on Glencore for a little bit and say, you know, the universe, God, source, does that with yes. people like your mom, in that they hide them so that we walk to them. We have to, if I need healing, that's why we are Zimbabwe, we are Maputo. So yes. we need to, in other words, I have to be so serious that I will find Glencore is not the robot
yes.
if I want it. Yes. But if Ugo Santon got the officing, and I'm not bashing anyone, I'm definitely not going to mention any names. Yeah, it's a different vibe altogether.
Yeah. So you have to choose it.
Yeah, yeah. Right. And
you have to choose. To
and it back. Also chooses you. Yes. Mm, because yes. I think if your mom had to start 4 churches unintentionally, it chose her.
Yeah.
And she has the ability to detach and move on and say, okay, what else? What
yeah.
else? What else?
Because she just wanted to share the good news.
Yeah.
You know, we just used to call it truth because we honestly didn't know where there all these organizations, all these things happening with New Thought. We didn't know that it was there.
Wow.
So we just called it truth and just carried on with our lives.
And it's also a Jesus path. Remember, Jesus used to go from town to town.
Exactly.
And it's like never. I need to move on. You take care of it.
Yes.
You do what I do. More people will do like I do. And he kept moving on.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for sharing that and your backstory.
Yes.
Now, part two. Parliament of World Religion. So, before we even get there, so I was pleasantly surprised because I knew Muzi was coming because
yes.
that's his vibe.
Yes.
So I was looking forward to meeting people that I know. So Reverend Steph, I knew she was coming. I was
yes.
talking to her on Messenger. So I knew I had two people that Gabazema.
No.
And then in walked in Cindy. And yeah, that was powerful. So it's been an overwhelming week.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm getting emotional now just thinking about it because I did promise the listeners what I'll do a solo as well.
Cool.
So I'm not sure if you're listening now, I'm not sure if I've already done the solo or I'll do the solo. It's the thing with the podcast.
It's
the beauty of it. So
yeah.
They'll get the vibe.
Yeah.
And I want us to share because this is going to be conversational. The entire experience of it. And maybe let me start because I'm on the stage. Firstly, I knew that it's going to be a big deal.
Mm.
But honestly, nothing could have prepared me for the magnitude of how massive this thing is. Nothing could have prepared me for the presence of so many faiths.
Mm.
Like so many faiths, down to astrologers. I don't know if you saw there was a corner of witches and
yeah.
witchcraft and whatever. Not witchcraft.
There was
occults.
Yay. The occult. Did you see Moses?
No.
There was Moses.
I didn't see Moses.
Yeah. With the rod and all.
I didn't
see.
See
Moses?
No, that
he
thing
was
massive.
Around.
No, it's like not a blesser.
No, he was just Mosesing. He was just walking around with his mpura and the rod and just Moses, being Moses. Anyway.
The music. I mean, there was a point where I stumbled upon a Catholic church and I was too polite to leave because I could see all this service. I mean, I attended a Catholic church in its entirety, including Hojase Lalo, on a Tuesday. Because Parliament of World Religion
yes.
catered for so many things.
Yes.
What else also? I just want to get over the overwhelming thing. The langa.
Yes.
Oh my God. Okay, so guys, okay, sorry, your turn.
No, what? It's fine. So it's a classic. Mm. It's a classic space where you can attend a Catholic church and then go out and walk a labyrinth.
Mm.
And then go outside and be fed by the Sikhs for free, graciously.
Nutritious,
gracious food that you get at no cost. But I'll really do
good.
Service that is just so. And this is just a beautiful demonstration of what it's like when you're living on purpose.
Yeah, right. Did you see how happy they were? Like there was not.
So there was, what I like. So I'm a Vipassana practitioner.
Yeah.
And my aspiration is to be equanimous.
Mm.
And equanimity is a point of not elation and not, so it's not like extreme. So yeah. It wasn't jumpy happy.
Mm-mm.
It was content happy.
They were content happy.
And content happy is, you know, you've arrived. It's,
yeah.
it's an arrival. It's yeah. got a sense of this is it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was and the awesome. First meal was amazing because it was the three of us, me, Reverend Steph, and you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. And then the, okay, just for the sake of the listener. So the Parliament of World Religion, now I understand why it's called that, because at some point I wasn't sure if I'm in a political, a socio-economic event conference or a spiritual conference. Because
yes.
when you go to the main hall,
yes.
you get politicians,
yes.
you get people from the UN, you get world leaders talking about
Absolutely.
Unity.
Absolutely.
And then when you go to commissions, then you get different things. So yes. I want to know what stood out for you, especially in commissions, because, I mean, the overview get labafa when I do a solo.
Cool. So so I set an intern. So I'm going to take just a little bit back before
yeah.
the parliament,
okay.
just to contextualize what I'm going to talk about. I do my year planner, I'm a December baby, yoo-hoo, December people.
Yeah.
Okay. So I do my planners at the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
I know I would like to travel, I'd like to have an overseas. So this year, I just set an intention that I want to go to the parliament.
Yeah,
and
me too.
With my plans, I'm an accountant for my sins, so I plan right up to the budget.
To the last cent.
To the last cent, like I've count my bins, and I know how many bins I need to have by the 31st of December to have achieved the kind of life that I want to enjoy for the year. Yes, that happens. Anyway, but for some reason with the parliament, I had not put in a price tag on it.
Yeah.
And the reason I hadn't, I did not have the costing. I didn't know how much the conference itself was going to
be. Yes. Yeah, no, they didn't announce it until late.
Until
yeah.
late. So I didn't know how much it was going to be. I wasn't sure where
it
was going
be.
To be. So because of those two, so I could not look at my flights, so I did not have the tag.
Mm.
And I never really went back to it,
mm.
but the intention was out there.
Mm.
Out of the blue, minding my own business, I then get an SMS from a friend,
yeah.
Muzi, that you mentioned,
yeah.
inviting me to the parliament.
Yeah.
And part of the thing with the invitation was because Reverend Stephanie was doing the talk. I mean,
yeah.
it was like already out to my two of my favorite
yeah.
people.
Yeah.
I was like,
mm.
the
yeah.
Holy Spirit is manoring my
here.
Situation.
You meant to
I
be
took
here.
The manor yeah. and I flew.
Yeah.
Right. So that's how I landed here. And the reason that I wanted to come, as I say, my work is about being the support for the leaders.
Yeah.
And this is a platform like no other
yeah.
where you
yeah.
mingle with just
yeah.
the top.
Yeah.
It was actually interesting. At some point, I was sitting, chatting to this rabbi, a lady
mm.
rabbi,
mm.
Julia, and she was saying, you know, we had an open, candid conversation. And
mm.
I'm like, I actually wasn't aware of the lady rabbis. And then
mm.
she told me, no, there's Orthodox. And so we went through the
mm.
how it works in Judaism and what it is.
Mm.
And then there would be this reverend and this pastor. And at some point, I stopped a bit. I'm like, why is everybody named, you know,
mm.
profiled?
Mm.
And I remembered, obviously, the leaders from the,
yeah.
religions,
the religions
are the people where they're here.
Yeah, yeah.
So then you can imagine
yeah.
the impact.
Yeah, yeah.
And that is
Rumela, a congregant. It's them.
And that, I mean, I had epiphany after epiphany and things would like really touch me. I'm
mm.
like, I'm actually spending 5 days with leaders.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
mean, this is like,
more vibing
you
here.
Just like toss yourself, you know.
You turn the corner, there's Father
the
Richard
corner.
Rock.
Exactly. And you go and you chat and it gives you this line, a personal. I'm like, okay, that's it. Like bucket list for who? Done. Right.
Oh my God.
So that was the highlight of it.
Yeah.
Interacting. Just the everyday people, Rubatati corridors, trying to figure out where rooms are, with.
That
Yeah, because travel is an extreme sport, guys. You know, so trying to figure out and find things and values while you do that and interact with people had absolutely amazing interactions. But over and above that, then my personal one, why I want it is because I want to put together, I've got Divine Conversations that I used to do, and I placed it in the back burner before COVID, and I'm looking at doing a Divine Conversation. But what I want to do with my Divine Conversations is to bring in spirituality and business together. So I was shopping for just to get personalities, and I would not have crafted this even if, you know, I met this lady, Kisirbu.
Sirbu. Oh,
Sirbu
was your guy. Okay, I've got her card now.
Thank you. Yes. So Sirbu Pandya is based in New York. She's an absolute beautiful teacher.
Yeah.
But what I loved about her, she talks the essence of Vipassana, which is, you know, your equanimity and getting to a point where you don't identify with things because you've just become and you're seeing the truth, you're living the truth. So one of her talks, she was talking about the senses.
Sad I missed it because when you came back, you were floating.
Like, I was floating and they would try to, like, hold on. And I was like, girl, I love you and all, but... So, Sirbu, now, I had had a conversation earlier with another friend and we're talking about the Bible verse of the woman with five husbands.
Yes.
And esoterically, the five husbands actually is the representations of the senses.
Okay.
So when Jesus says, no, actually you have five husbands, da, 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 it's because she's drawn by the senses, live right, try taste tongue, set that's a mile, it's you. Are you trying to set that's a mile?
Well, I understand how you are dropping bars now. And it was so nonchalant. People don't know what you're saying. So
she gets touched, and she's flying there, right? Mm. And there's the different husbands that are pulling you from different. And so Sirbu was talking about it from Buddhist perspective. Mm. The same thing that is the Bible. I mean, how delicious is that? Delicious is that?
Yeah.
So she was talking about them to say how to. And she doesn't use a strong language like how to conquer your senses. No, it's how to work with your senses. What do they mean? So see the truth.
Yeah.
If today you wake up and you're drawn to red, just take a moment and tune into that. Because
it's telling you something.
What exactly, what is ahead for you and why do you need to get into the power? So there's a reason why you need to get to the superior a power for the day, which is a feminine color, which Reverend Steph was then talking about red being a female because of the blood and the bleeding and it symbolizes the sensuality. So all of that dancing together, I mean, isn't it beautiful?
You were floating, after her session. And I caught the last bit. Was it yesterday when I caught the last bit?
Yes.
And what struck me about her, because her teachings... I remember saying to you, okay, we found our teacher. She's our guru. She's the person that one needs to really sit at her feet.
Yeah.
But what caught me about her is that she feels as though she's had a mystical experience. You know this mystical experience for Wayne Dyer talked about with Deepak Chopra. For one day I was in a room and everything seemed like it was one. She feels like she's had that.
Yeah.
And she speaks of the fourth dimension.
Yes. With
ease.
Yes.
And that's how gurus are. Yeah. Gurus are not robust. They're not forceful. And that time she's a little woman.
Yeah.
Tiny little woman. Okay, me, my highlights, you know them.
Yes.
I had the ugly cry. So here's another thing that is happening to me, which I shared with you, is that my spiritual growth is expanding such that I am more my premonitions are getting stronger. So for those who don't know what a premonition is, I almost can predict what's going to happen tomorrow or in the near future. Not necessarily see, but it's a knowing. I know, I'm clear, cognizant. And I remember on a Wednesday, or was it on a Tuesday, I thought of Mama Miriam Williamson. And at night, before Arval,
I'm thinking, Miriam Williamson, I wonder why she's not here. And she just occupied my mind. And Leho saying, I was thinking, yeah, this, I hope she would, no, I'm not even hopeful she would come. For me, it was like, this would be a great platform for her because she is a quintessential mixture of politics and spirituality. And yeah. Parliament is exactly that. It was yeah. political and also.
Mm.
And then there we are strolling. We're looking for sessions. We are going room to room. I remember you were saying,
where is everybody?
And then I don't know, something said, no, maybe they're in the main hall.
Yes.
And lo and behold, Marianne was on the stage.
That was divine.
I hope I was shaking next
that
to
was
you.
Divine.
I was shaking. And for me, I was like, I did not expect her to be walking amongst us.
Yeah.
And by sheer luck, I bump into her. Yo, yes. Cindy. Guys, if Cindy was not there, Nikito Finta, Nikowa. But I immediately remembered Brene Brown's quote, Yahor, if you meet people who've genuinely shaped your life, give yourself permission to just lose it. Because apparently she did that with Oprah and Brene Brown.
Yes.
When she met Oprah, she just lost it.
Yeah.
So I lost it and I hugged poor woman. I was crying on her shoulder and she was so graceful.
I know.
Did she feel like
No, too much? She didn't. No, she didn't. She took it in, but with so much grace.
She was very gracious.
With so much grace.
Very gracious, I'm just so
just
happy
divine.
You were there with the camera because no one would believe you.
Yeah, what it happened. It's like if a tree falls in the middle of a forest and no one is there to see it. Did it actually happen?
Did it make a sound?
Did it happen?
And then obviously Michael Beckwith, but Ebelo Rianane, we had met him already in South Africa in 2017. So meeting him, I was surprised that he remembered me.
Yes.
Yeah, that was a pleasant surprise. Yes. And we hung out with him quite a bit.
Yes.
So that was another highlight. Yes. Which for me, I mean, maybe Ray Praiser or anything, hanging around our teachers and people who shaped us, and feeling almost like you're on par, I think it's a sign for a kid's sale. It's like, that's why motivational speakers always say, if you want to be rich, hang around rich people and whatever. So I feel like, you know, one's toil, as in the work that I've put in over the years, is hopefully getting closer. Success to the pambi, if you like. How it's going to take shape, I don't know.
Yes.
But it feels close.
See, I think you make good examples that flow, because if Marianne still has that impact, just like Oprah had that for Brené and Hona Jwale, they're buddies. You know, now it's not.
Yeah.
And there was a point where Michael Beckwith was
that
and now shows up like this. And, and this is the beauty of the evolution and the unfolding of just God, because you meet nobody but yourself through and through. So if Reverend Dr. Michael Beckwith was a wow and now is just human and reachable and remembers you before you even see him,
I nearly cried.
And then you have Marianne, who is there. We understand this, like,
I'm like,
yes. But at the end of the day, it just like says the same thing. You meet nobody but yourself. It's all God. It's all one thing.
Yeah.
And all that you do, you're just meeting different facets and they excite you. But these are all parts of you.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah,
and you're just dancing with like your own part self, because you gotta see it on the outside to hug it. Otherwise, you can't really hug it nicely when it's
inside. When it's inside, so it's not a mistake.
It's not. It's just part of the. It's part of the. And we need to give ourselves grace, you know, as we go through it, because I think Redishapa too much. You know, we expect, and it's a generalization. I generally don't like to speak in general terms, but when things like this happen, it's to recognize, horror, you know what, I actually created this because it's an experience I wanted to have. That's the fun part of being on earth.
It is. And then the next thing, because I mean, there's a lot which we may have to have a part two via Zoom when we are back at home. I want to talk about a few other things. The ordination of Muziklindi, which you witnessed, because Nanegi na lady journalist. I was being filmed, I was being a star
elsewhere.
Yes, and
otherwise,
I'm just saying,
it was actually so classic.
Otherwise,
it was so classic, because I think that's moment. I mean, first of all, I'm happy for him that it happened on the 17th of August, and 17th of August is important for him.
And
the
in
fact
what
that
sense?
it, I get it, that's when he got his awakening. He always shares about
Oh,
that, for
that
it was the
awakening,
17th of
okay.
yes. Yes, he
Oh,
always
wow.
shares that it's the 17th of August.
Oh.
That's where we met for the first time when Michael Beckwith came to South Africa. That was the 17th of August.
Was it?
And
Yes.
then now the ordination is happening also on
On
this day. So I
17th
was
of
really happy for
August.
him.
Was it planned for him? I don't think he planned for it. I
No,
don't think so, yeah,
I
because
mean,
it
he
was
didn't
part
have
of the
control
process.
because he was
As
being
into a
ordained by
high.
other people. And you're not the only one being ordained. So it just like, because God would do that. You know, it's like God's smile. Anyway, so you are at your own stage doing your thing. And he's at his own stage doing his thing. And Rev Steph is there supporting the process because Rev Steph is in the
In the
staff.
interfaith,
Yes,
yeah.
she's part of staff of all.
Divinity School?
Yes, the divinity school. There's a specific word.
Interfaith.
Mm-mm,
No,
it's not
okay.
interfaith. It's all paths.
Okay.
All paths divinity school. So Rev Steph is part of the staff there, right? So she's at work, and then there was Muzi who then had to be the only person that was available to can
Melo
support the team was me, and I was in my element because I was serving. My job is to make everyone else shine. So there was I with the camera and running around the phone, and I'm like, I didn't even have you to tell me, Hore, no, that's not
That's a
content. That's not what you
bad
do.
luck. You are so bad, guys. Cindy is horrible. Cindy reminds me of my friend Nolita. Uthatha like it's thongwe. Like it doesn't matter. Hi, guys. You guys.
Content.
Yeah, no. I must
And they
teach
was
you.
like, maybe not.
You don't even know what reels, you don't know how to do a reel.
Yeah, and people are like, oh yeah, I'm gonna do a reel. Yeah, I'm happy for you. Do that. Do that.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm glad you were there
So
for him.
I'm so grateful because it's like in that it was about a 2 hour stretch of a period where everyone was sitting in office. Everyone was in their
In the,
office.
I was sitting being.
Everyone was in their office.
The camera didn't show, so
Do you
but just all sorts of
understand?
things. It was actually quite a lovely moment. I never got to tell you about it because you know why.
Then we had another moment, but hey,
but
life.
it was quite a spectacular moment where it's a big I don't know if it's an international television or YouTube, but all they said is that they'll send me the link via email when it's ready. But the point you are making, everyone was where they were supposed to be. I am there for Muzi. Muzi has been my friend for a while, as you know. I mean, we go way back. So I was there. Hence, when I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. And it's like, no, he was happy that, you know, one was in his element. Okay, so what else do I have on my notes? Anything else in terms of the sessions that spoke to you? Because I want to speak about the Likanakeng labor
Labyrinth.
labyrinth. Okay,
Labyrinth.
so explain what the labyrinth is, then I'll tell them my experience
Okay.
because it's a new thing for me.
Yeah. So the labyrinth is structured in, it's a swirl type of, it looks like drawing. So you walk it, as in it's got the lines. And it's swirl, I think swirls is the right word for it because that's what it looks like. But if you,
It's wavy,
yes, it's
to put it in
wavy.
a.
But the labyrinth is made in a shape of your brain.
Okay.
And it's a meditative walk.
Yeah.
So you're literally walking at different parts of your brain. That's why you get revelations, and they are related to a certain part of your brain. And that is the connection between the labyrinth and
And the
and the
body and the
person,
brain.
yeah, and the body. So it's embodying what is happening in your brain, and it's meditative. I
Oh,
love it.
that path. Okay.
It's divine.
I didn't know what it was because when I went downstairs, I kept seeing people walking on it. We are chasing. It's like we were children in varsity, the lecture hall. We were like, shoo. So I keep passing there and I'm like, you want to what's on that thing? Because you know how weird they look. And I'm thinking, I'm gonna do this thing. I pass it. I'm gonna do this thing. I pass it. So one of the days, I decide, let me do it. In fact, he waits because I didn't know I was in that thing. And I'm like, I might as well probably need to do that. So one of their facilitators asks me first, have you worked the labyrinth before? And I'm like, no, I'm first time I even see it, which I'm embarrassed about because I'm a spiritual teacher. I should know everything.
It happens when it does. Give yourself, cut yourself some slack. Happens when it does.
Get over yourself. So she explains to me, Hore, what happens. And she's like, okay, so just follow the path. Don't skip, you know, just follow the path as it is.
Mm-hmm.
It will lead you to the center.
Yes.
When you are in the center, follow what your heart wants.
Mm-hmm.
You could sit, you could stand, you could spend time or whatever. And then follow the path back, yes. Same route, and yes. Then you will find your way out.
Yes.
Cindy, as she's explaining that, are we anything emotional or spiritual?
Yeah.
I am already crying.
Yeah.
I was so surprised by that.
Yeah.
I'm like, and she hugs me and she's like, oh, child, this happens a lot to certain people, not everybody.
Yes.
So clearly,
you're open.
Something in you is recognizing this, wants to do this, so just walk the path. I walk the path. I'm especially the right hand side,
yes,
which is the masculine side of us.
Yes.
I'm walking in the center. I must have sat for a good 3-4 minutes, and you know how long that is.
Yes.
And then I walked back, still feeling a little heavy.
Yeah.
But by the time I was closer to getting out, I'm not exaggerating, I started feeling light, so light that I kid. So I was like laughing like the Buddha. I was laughing out loud. And she says that is also very classic reaction.
Yeah.
Also not many, but it's not uncommon.
Absolutely.
And she gave me the warmest hug. I mean, how kind were those people though?
Ugh,
everybody. Nice. Yeah.
But here, I think there's a Chicago vibe more than anything. And it could be because we were on this path and we had all these, maybe just mirroring our own kindness. But I've just experienced the best. A lady gave me an umbrella. I was walking in there because when I get to the city, I first need to figure out the transport, public transport, and then I go and hop on trains and buses and whatever. So I was doing that. I had a meeting with a client on the first day. So I was kind of, you know, doing me. And it was raining. Walking down the road, minding my own business, and she just stopped. She was in the car. I was like, do you want an umbrella? I've got two.
But who?
Just Jay.
I've got two. I would say
just Jay.
No, but the
friendliness. And it wasn't pouring raining. Yeah. It was just drizzling a bit.
Yeah, although it did pour later.
That was later. That's when the umbrella became necessary.
I hate umbrellas. I can't stand umbrellas. Yeah.
But
so,
no, I hear you.
That was fascinating. Any other shattering experience for you?
I think the beauty of the Parliament of World Religions for me is the dance between lectures and talks and experiences.
Love that.
Oh, I loved that because it gives one time to integrate.
Mm.
So it's not just heady.
Mm.
You know, you're not just running from lecture to lecture.
Mm.
You can take in a lecture and then you can go into a yacht and go do a meditation and let it simmer in.
Yeah.
And then go do something else, you know.
Yeah.
And
then attend the facilitated session because a lecture is different to a facilitated.
Yeah.
We'd sit in circles and people would interact.
Yes, they're experiential types of facilitated sessions.
Yeah.
And then you obviously get your climate control, which had, I think it was Interfaith that I attended a couple of their sessions as well, where it was an unfolding, you know, it starts from here, and then this is like the lecture, and this is what we're doing, and then we watch a movie, there were even movies,
yes,
you know.
Yes.
I'm sad I didn't get to watch it.
I mean,
I think we need a movie now, but we ended up
watching. And then we get dragged by something. I really wish you were there, guys. I mean, it's one of those interesting experiences. I want to get into some topics that for me were, I did not expect them to be there in a Parliament of World Religions. For example, one of the sessions I attended, okay, maybe it does make sense, but I was blown away by their approach. They are Harvard
yes.
Religious Studies
yes.
that are helping normal schools, high
yes.
schools.
Yes.
To teach religion completely differently. I mean, if I say religious studies, you and I are old. Okay,
beeps.
Let me not say that. That's what beeps. Yeah. And it was specifically Christian, and it was more practice than teaching. So they wanted us to be Christians. So their approach is that religious studies has to be
Education, not practice. Inform, not promote. Yes. I mean, they had like six pillars where, because against whatever we're doing, and they need to pick five or six major religions, because you can't do them all, and just make children more philosophical about religion, as opposed to this is a Catholic school and therefore every other religion is wrong. I just found that very, very impressive.
It's one of the, I think, the values of this environment, because then you see an academic acting as such and bringing information, which then supports the people on the ground to then go back and take it and carry it out, and then they can apply. It's the beauty of it.
Yeah. Another topic that was a pleasant surprise: gender-based violence.
Yeah.
I mean, the facilitator, she's this beautiful lady from Istanbul.
Yeah.
Who was talking about the rape culture? There was Bosnia, the Bosnian War. There was a lot of people raped. That brought rape into the fore.
I saw the track. I didn't go. I saw it.
I attended, and I was so surprised because I just walked into that room. And South Africa is one of the capitals of gender-based violence and all that. So I participated there as well. That was quite interesting. And then the one-year abortion that we stumbled upon.
Yeah.
So it's been an experience and a half. Yeah. Any other topic you didn't expect at Parliament that was a pleasant surprise?
I think I didn't really have none expectations, but then you know me by now, I'm a planner. So I go and I check the program, and then I'm saying, okay, I will follow the climate change track because I've just invested in a business that does, we do sustainability and climate change issues, and we're in the media space, so I want to do this, you know, so I kind of, you know, had kind of sussed things out.
Needed to do that.
And got a felt. But I enjoyed Reverend Stephanie's talk.
Oh, we were laughing. Yeah, Reverend
Stephanie's delicious.
Yeah. Sex, that God, was... sex, and death.
Yeah. I mean, what else do you want in life if you like can have these convos? And I think I enjoyed it more because I had recently watched Cleopatra, the docu.
Yeah.
There's a docu series. I watched Cleopatra, and then I watched the other one with Julius Caesar, but from Julius Caesar's perspective.
Okay.
So I kind of watched Cleopatra from the African, because the other one is actually it's got an African push, which is true of who Cleopatra was, and then the other one is a Western viewpoint, and they always make a Cleopatra whimsical with straight hair. So I got kind of the feel, and they make this one more sensual than regal, as she was. So she was actually quite she was a warrior. She had so much rigor. So listening to Steph on the other side of it was just precious. But
Stephanie, I mean, we love that woman. And she sold out her books.
She did.
She's such a special one.
She did.
Let me see here on my notes, because I want us to sort of wrap it up. Like I say, we will have part two for other things as well.
Yes.
Consider yourself
zoom into something.
Yeah, because I think you need to process it.
Yeah.
I wanted
Any
to do
questions?
This since ille fresh.
Yes.
And then we will have another one after we've chewed it again.
Yeah.
Some other time. Now, but one of the things I would like you to share is, would you recommend, why should people attend Parliament of World Religions? I mean, it's a 4-year, it's a every 4 years.
Yes.
If you were to sell it, and I don't mean sell it in a commercial way, like someone is listening, is enjoying what we are saying. If you were to just seal it, the last stamp, or a buke atama experience, so why would...
So because I'm in this spiritual community, and there's a lot of healing, teaching, motivation, inspiration, there's a lot of that happens, and most of the conferences are very much cerebral, you know, they're more about the brain, and then it kind of takes you there, and it's focused on that. This is a worthwhile experience because it's so easy, you know, it just like lighten things up. It's you can design your own structure as to how you want to experience it. But this is more about, it lets you have a bird's eye view in your own life.
Yeah.
for that reason, because it makes you feel how easy things are. Those people that are high and on stages and you meet them like
go in the coffee line.
You know,
we call it line now. We are Americans. I see queue. It's a line.
You know, and you have these chats, and you so it gives you a bird's eye view in your own life, and you can maybe view your life a little bit better. But it's a transformation of a different kind because it is not a classroom transformation. It is like it really touches you. You know, I mean, the stalls, the exhibition was brilliant. The exhibition, there was even Jesus. I forgot to take a photo with Jesus.
Moses was walking around. There was also Jesus.
I know. I forgot to take it. There was this huge Jesus. I wanted to take a proper picture with him, and of course.
And music. There was music every corner. There was music in the rooms. I mean, our very own Majesty.
Was
so Majesty is Carlton Pearson's daughter. For those of you who know Carlton Pearson, she is... That she's got the voice. I keep saying to her, please audition for The Voice. Even if you don't make it, just audition for it. Yeah. What has it inspired you to do? Maybe let me start, because, you know, firstly, I have the ability to create communities, as you know. I mean, I have a whole stretch school community of just over 200 people, even though they're not in class now. I'm just saying over the years, just over 200. I have Stretch Podcast listeners now. I have Fall Peak people, you know, so I have been gifted with the ability to build. So one of the things that I would like to do, and I'm putting it out there, dear listeners, so if you like it, you know, hold the vision with me. The langa, the whole thing of feeding people for free. So I would like Stretchers, both listeners and scholars, once a year, we identify a cause. It could be Youth Day, it could be Mandela Day, it could be whatever day that is not triggering. Mandela Day is triggering. And we just go and cook, either for bana or orphans or elderly, or just pick a spot. And we cook and we feed people. And it becomes an annual thing. And we all know that that's what we do. And we contribute kaufela. So mango contributed mazambani among the carrots. I will, of course, be the chef. I will be the chef. So that's what I was inspired to do, one. Secondly, I've been inspired to be more serious, even. Not that I'm not, but to double down on the work. There is a lot of work out there to be done, guys. Instagram. Like, I love my Insta and I enjoy it like the next person, but work is not online. Work is on the ground. So if you're sitting there listening and you want to start a church of the future, the church of the 21st century, go ahead and do it. If you want to start a school, do it. We need to create the new earth that we keep talking about. It's not going to be done by other people. It is us. We are the ones, Cindy and I, that should be in those big, not should be, should is not the word, that will one day be on these big platforms. But it won't happen if you don't do the work. So that's my biggest takeaway and inspiration, you know, that I'm taking home with me.
See, for me, and I want to do it a little bit differently, I think more than inspired, I'm grateful to spend, what day are we on, Wednesday 7?
I could say.
Yes, it's starting forever. To spend 7 days, Lilibubule, guys, has just been, I could not have written this and designed it. But there are moments in life, actually life, all of it, but there are specific moments that you want to witness. And she was there for me. As it felt like a spirit of the mother carrying me, which is absolutely awesome, because went through this absolutely beautiful, beautiful life experience. And when it happens, you know, with as with many things, as they happen, you don't really, you know, it hits you sometimes later, and after 2 years, like, I did that, right?
Yes.
So it just like, if there is a witness as it happens, it is gracious.
Yeah.
But get this,
then she cooked for me.
I will feed anyone in you.
Like, this is my life and I love it. This is like,
no.
Imagine coming back from a day, like just an average day, go to the Parliament of World Religions, and you've just had things that you should be like, and it's not a race. I mean, we did an average 4 to 5 touch points, and the rest was just in between.
Yeah,
and let it sink in that it wasn't, there's no rush.
Yeah.
It's so whimsy, even the energy in the area, the tolerance. And I loved seeing that, because to me, that told me, Hori, if there is a pocket in the world where there is understanding, acceptance, and tolerance as we did as leaders from different faiths, then it means it's not too far reach for the world.
We are nearly there.
And that makes me happy. But when that happens, and then you have a witness, and then you do la fatsi, and then you're going to have wine, and you're going to have chill, and you're going to have libo our beds, the scrumptious meal, and then you're going to have Zing, who is like your absolute lovely girlfriend, who's going to wash those dishes.
and launder our vast labs. Little panty.
Exactly. I don't know what happened to my vast lab, but anyway.
We still didn't find it.
anyway, we digress. We digress, but then we have this beautiful moment. So by the time I actually did not get an opportunity to be tired. Did you ever?
I'm tired now.
Because normally... I'm tired now because of the move, because we just moved from another hotel to be closer to the airport.
Mm.
But I didn't get like that exhaustion year conference. And conferences normally are 2 days, 2.5 days, 3 days. But by the time you know, I didn't get.
I don't have that. I suppose it's.
I had capacity aging that. I don't know what happened.
I think it's the energy of the conference itself. We were all held by it. Maybe we're speaking too soon. Maybe when we get to home, we might feel it. But I doubt it. But I hear what you're saying.
So just looking back, that is my takeaway, which is very personal. It's not, you know, about smangmang oitseng. It was just a Cindy experience. And that was my experience. Yeah. And I'm just, I couldn't have crafted any better.
There was no way I wouldn't cook. I can't eat American food. It's just rich and sweet and in a little aftertaste.
They gave me a sweet pizza. I think I'm still offended.
Maybe Kimo Chicago. Apparently LA is better.
I hope it's not sweet.
But you know what I found? And this is a little digress. Before you came, when I was still with Sebiso, we went, she took me out to this, I don't know, Horke pub or tavern, because they have a different vibe.
Yes.
So we had buffalo wings and margaritas.
Yes.
Their meat are in a taste. It doesn't have good chicken. It's almost like it's washed. The taste of the chicken is not there. So something is off with their food. So
anyway.
Yeah. So no. I had to do something and cook. And I love people who eat my food. So
That's my delicious life.
Okay, so maybe this is where we can put a full stop. It's a good space to leave it. But I have 5 rapid fire questions that I ask any guest just to wrap the conversation. All so right. They have nothing to do with.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. First question.
Mm.
Happiest day of your life. Do you have a happiest day or happiest moment or a happiest period? Like if you close your eyes and you're like, you know what? This was my happiest moment, happiest period, happiest day. Just one. What was it and what was happening?
So it's not a day, but it's a moment, and it's got an essence of happiness. So I'm a rural girl. I come from KZN.
And we still do not believe you.
A washbang washat in number 2. Okay.
Guys, I'm laughing because she's always been saying this.
No, because I'm trying to rub it in. This is where I come from. Anyway, I had this grandma, my maternal grandma. That woman loved me. Like that woman loved me like it's nature, like it's natural. Like
because it was.
You know. So my parents divorced, and then when we came back to my mom, I then stayed with her.
Yeah.
She opened an account at Fushimi. Fushimi was still newish at the time, and it was in the 80s. She opened an account for she. This is a grandma Ohola Mdende, so that she can buy me the pink dresses that I used to wear and look so cute.
Oh, that is sweet.
Just delicious.
Super, super sweet. Divine. Okay, I take that's beautiful. Yes. That's different. Second question, the opposite of that. The most difficult time or hardest time, hardest period, hardest day of your life.
So the most difficult moment in my life, my husband passed on when I was 35, and he passed on from suicide.
Yeah,
he had been suicidal for a long period, which is another story for another day.
Yeah,
but the hardest moment in everything. So I found him already dead in the house, which was like painful, but I managed. The hardest part on the day of the funeral. So I was falling apart. I've got two moms. I've got a stepmom and then my mom was still alive at the time. And my mom is like flamboyant. She will be wearing a stali for nobody. And my stepmom is like grounded to Tabar Paradichal. So I had the support of these women, which is just awesome. But somehow my dad was late. So my dad is the one who was driving me to the funeral, funeral in the places, I think, the church service of the funeral. The hearse got there before me.
Mm-hmm.
So there was like some delays, but they got there before me. And the funeral was like big packs. So we didn't have packing, the whole situation. But they waited. So they took, they parked next to the entrance. And then they waited for me to arrive before they could take the casket in the hall.
Wow.
And I was like, I never want to be this important in life.
Mm.
That's the importance I can do without.
Mm.
That used to have a sting.
Mm.
Now it doesn't because it's been transmuted. It's taken me about 10 years to transmute this story. It still made me cry for the longest time. But that moment was the saddest moment in my life, where it was like, you know what, this is the love of my life. I never want to be this important. Whether I'm there or not.
Yeah,
that's the kind of importance that, you know, and I understand it's a love.
I'm with you. But I'm with you.
Yeah. So that was the saddest part of my moment in my life.
I felt you until we were so. Okay. Third question is about money.
Yes.
It's funny, we never spoke about money.
Yeah.
We had a good time. We had a good time. So I asked this question because
yes.
So the question is very simply, what is money to you? Do you have a relationship with money or not? What is money to you?
Money to me is means.
Okay.
Because God is source.
Oh.
Yes. That's all.
So it's a means.
Fail. Money get transport because God is source. That's it. So source brings the means, and that's the relationship and the connect. And Cindy writes the whole shebang.
Because that's why you're so easy with it. I mean, I've seen you with money. I've seen you just say, oh, no, I helped this one with X amount of money, because it was so-called like an OTP. And it's like, you were like, it's a boy. Fascinating. Okay. Fourth question is, what is stretching you right now? Meaning, what is taking you out of your comfort zone? This is a stretch podcast, after all.
Yeah, it is a stretch podcast. So what is stretching me right now is my love life. You wanted to know. You want to do that.
Yeah.
In the middle of the public. Yeah. During the people. Lebu wants to know what's stretching me.
And Lebu will get the truth.
As my love life.
So your love life is stretching you. Okay, we'll leave it at that. Final question, which is strange because we were here at Parliament of World Religions. So the last question is, what is your hope for the future? Not for Wena, as Cindy, for the world. If we were to wake up tomorrow and it's 2065, where are you hoping humanity is? You can go any direction, technologically.
So my hope for humanity is to realize that it's easier than we think it is.
Ooh.
Ooh, this is a first. I love these questions because I always get like spectacular. This is the first. I always get peace, harmony. Yeah. Is to realize that
It
it
actually
is.
is easier than we think it is.
We
The
over.
only thing that makes it difficult is that we think it's difficult. That's the only reason why it's difficult.
We are in our own way.
That's it.
I love that. I love that a lot. Well, Cindy, I think I feel qualified to call you a friend and a sister.
Yes.
I can't sleep with you, hint, hint, nudge, nudge, for 5 days. So Cindy was my roomie, Yanali Zing, and
We had a good
we
time.
really had a
We
wonderful
had
time.
a
So
wonderful
I
time.
just hope that this is a beginning of a friendship that will last for a while, and not just friendship as in buddy buddy, but also partnership,
Yes.
because we also have that partnership vibe of business. And my travel buddy and my travel
Yes.
husband, because you are so masculine. Most erratic. Oh,
Teen
funny
moms,
story.
10 entrepreneurs, 10 world
Yeah.
travelers.
Funny story before I go. So Cindy acted like a man. So yesterday we were looking for ways to get back to our Airbnb. And we go Chinatown. And I'm thinking the easiest thing, because we have no Wi-Fi, we have no SIM card yamo.
Yes.
The only time to get Wi-Fi is to enter a Starbucks or a shop or whatever. There's Wi-Fi everywhere in America.
Yes.
So Cindy, I'm thinking the easiest thing to do right now is to ask somebody. Hore, direction A Risa guy. Cindy's not asking, and I'm hinting, Cindy's not asking until I ask the
Think
man.
my response was like, "You mean a human being?"
It's men vibes. Anyway, thank you, my sister. So let's I think we can end it here.
Yes. Thank you.
Tell me that you are also in love with her. It's very hard to not fall in love with Cindy. It's really, really hard not to fall in love with her. And spending 7 days with somebody in one room, in one house. Okay, maybe not one room because we had different bedrooms. Yeah, no, we didn't do the other. No. Yeah, I'm being silly. But we'd wake up, I'd brew coffee because I was the chef of that house. I would brew coffee in the morning. She would take a shower first because she's slow, so she starts things early. And then in the evening, I would make them dinner, which was not from scratch. Some of the food were pre-cooked from the fridge of America. But that's not the point. The point I'm trying to make is that when you spend that long a time, more than 3 days with somebody, you really do get to see who they are, especially if you wake up in their faces. And you go to bed in their faces, you get to understand who a person is. You get to understand their temperament. I've seen her under pressure. I've seen her upset. I've seen her lost when we were lost in Chinatown. I got to know who the person is. And I really do hope that you appreciate her. I hope that I have introduced you to a new friend, and she is going to be a regular here on the Stretch Podcast. I love the work that she's doing of combining entrepreneurship and business with spirituality, because that's where purpose really is. That's where you find your true, true purpose. Entrepreneurship that is only commerce-based, which is only business financial-based, has a hollowness about it. It is what is referred to when they say, son, what does it benefit a man to gain the world and lose his soul? And I suppose Cindy's work going forward is going to bridge those. And in a way, creating the work that I'm doing and creating a new way of appreciating work of creatives, work of pastors, spiritual teachers, coaches, where we go the subscription model as opposed to business plan and all that. I think that's a way of combining the spiritual aspect of our lives, as well as the fact that we do need to buy bread and butter, and maybe not only butter and cheesinyana, lemaye, I hate eggs, by the way, and a little bit of bacon, So that's where we are going, and I'm really, really happy you listened up until the end, and I hope you loved this conversation because I loved it. I think it was As an adjective, it was a beautiful conversation. So from next week, we are back to normal programming, where you get partial episodes if you are not subscribed. And speaking of not subscribed and subscribed, to those of you who are subscribers, the bonus episodes have already been uploaded of my deep, deep experience of the parliament, you know, the stuff that I didn't share that were reserved for subscribers. So in case you are not looking, those are uploaded. Three of the best, some of the deepest mind and heart shifting experiences I've had. So you can head over there and go listen. And if that's something that interests you, maybe you can subscribe and you can listen to those. For now, I'll see you next week. Usual programming with another incredible guest, an amazing young lady, and we are talking about soft lives. I'll see you next week. Love you.